Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1741, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, that every word he had stated in his affidavit to me was the truth, and while Burns was talking to McKnight, I interrupted and asked McKnight to tell Burns and the others what, if anything, I had promised him for making the affidavit, and McKnight told them I had promised him nothing, or made any inducement to him of any kind for making his affidavit, that he had simply done so because of his conscience and had hurt him, and he was sorry he had lied about Frank. I did not ask Albert McKnight while we were at the hospital if the city detectives had beat him up, but did ask him if he had not been fighting, and if it was not a fact that he had gotten injured while fighting instead of being struck by a train. After Albert McKnight made his affidavit to me, he asked me where he could locate me in the event that he, McKnight, should want to see me at any time, and I promptly gave McKnight my business card, explaining that both my office and home phones were shown thereon. But I did not tell McKnight to call me up if he got in trouble of any kind or was arrested at any time. It is true that I explained to McKnight how horrible it was for him to lie when a man's life was involved in it, and while he might fool the people here, he could not fool God hereafter, and I stated that I wanted him not to answer me then, but to think about it and wait until I come back and then to tell me the truth, and I went off the following day and the affidavit was made. Mikola McKnight, sworn for the Movant. I was present at my home on Georgia Avenue, City of Atlanta, when C.W. Burke called upon me and my husband, Albert McKnight. I saw and heard C.W. Burke secure from my husband an affidavit setting forth the fact that my husband had testified falsely at the trial of Leo M. Frank, and I have carefully read the affidavit made by my husband to said C.W. Burke on January 19, 1914. I recognize in said affidavit referred to just what I heard my husband tell C.W. Burke and just what I heard him swear to on said date above mentioned. Said C.W. Burke did not make any promise of reward of any kind to my husband for making said affidavit. My husband had repeatedly told me, previous to the visit of C.W. Burke, that he had testified falsely at the trial of Leo M. Frank, and that he was sorry he had done so, and my husband told me, after he had made his affidavit to said C.W. Burke, that he was glad he had made the affidavit to said Burke.